Good morning. We've got 1010 here on the Mighty 690, and we have some very special guests in studio. Joining us, we have Dr. Joey Pogue and Tanner Glenn, who is a bit of a KGGF alum. Good morning, gentlemen.
Yep, good morning.
Hey, good to have you on here. So, Tanner, I appreciate you reaching out and kind of setting this up. And listeners, you know, may have heard you a bit on air, but you were kind of our weekend guy, right? For a while, you interned here, and then you worked here for a couple of years, right?
Yeah, it's been a while, but I used to be an intern here from 16 to 17. I remember when I was in homecoming, we were coming down H Street in a convertible Corvette, and I had a couple of ladies hollering at me, Tanner, we listen to you every morning. So that was pretty cool. And then Sundays, you know, I would come in and run some of the religious programming and do stuff like that, weather and news. But it was all good times, and I got to learn from a pretty cool lady, Deborah Woodall. So, and a lot of good people here, so I'm glad to see a lot of them are still here.
Well, that's awesome. It's great to have you back in studio, and I'm glad that you brought someone pretty special along. Sir, how are you doing? It's great to have Dr. Joey Pogue here in studio. And you guys met at Pitt State, right?
Yep,
right.
Yep.
Yep.
And so at the time you were teaching there,
right?
And but then you've been doing music probably for a little while, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to be a singer-songwriter for some time. Yeah, so I mean I'm not a young man, so yeah, off and on during school, and it was a sideline. But
so what did you teach at Pitt State?
I taught in the communication department. I taught interpersonal communication and family communication, media. Studies in media, gender communication, and that, you know, some of the stuff that a lot of people don't want to talk about.
You but, know how to have difficult conversations.
Right, exactly, yeah. So, I looked into those aspects that are challenging, you know, for everyone, but, and almost everyone has to take interpersonal communication, so I had a wide variety of students that showed up, but then the majors, they would take the more advanced stuff, and so
gotcha.
And I directed theater occasionally.
So, okay. Yeah. Okay. So definitely, that's a little bit of a, you know, you think about, I don't know, right brain, left brain. They talk about all. I don't know how much truth there is even to all that.
Well, yeah, I think I'm very much a proponent of engaging in artistic expression, and so those fields. They're a science, but they're also an art.
Well, that's why, you know, we have so many people who are, you know, like scientists and that sort of thing, also are very heavily involved in the arts because they complement each other. You know, that back and forth between these different activities, we know that's really good for us.
Yeah. It's especially during challenging times, you know, we need to be able to talk about what's going on, you know, what's actually going on instead of what's supposed to be going on.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. So how would you describe your music?
Well, my music is a lot like what I was just saying. It kind of goes deep into the heart of what I would say reality. It's some people would say it's highly political, but it's not. I'm pretty much just expressing what's going on, and a lot of things that are going on today are problematic. So, music is kind of a way of engaging in those kinds of things. I used to use the songs to kind of initiate conversations in the classroom and that kind of thing.
Sure.
I'm currently in a show in that's going to be coming up in Pittsburgh in July. It's a woman has written her story about surviving cancer, and there's a ballet involved, and they've got me involved in singing a song for the show. But she expresses what she went through, and she's a survivor, and you know, puts people in touch with some very challenging situations, you know.
Well, yeah, I can, and we talk about, you know, music as a way to express some of those things that are harder to say and harder to get out, you know, musically. That's just another avenue, I think, people to be able to express themselves.
I really appreciate what you just said because, I mean, you know, when I direct theater, a major component is the music that's before it and the music during it and during intermission. It sets the mood. It taps into our emotions, and we are emotional people.
You know? We are, and that's the thing, you know. I know there's lots of folks out there, you know, real men don't cry all that sort
yeah,
of
right.
thing. And, you know, but it is important to be able to get in touch with our emotions. I mean, heck, Mr. Rogers was pretty big on that, you know.
Yeah,
he talks about that. So
yeah, well, it brings up, like I said, thing. It can initiate conversations that we need to have, which are challenging to have, but. Music can be a vehicle to get that started.
Of course. Yeah. So so where, what kind of venues are you been playing at? Where can people see you?
Actually, I'm a member of a kind of a open mic culture over in Pittsburgh, and we have open mics once a month. And I'm not a young man, and neither are the other people that participate. And it's really kind of taken on a culture of its own. And we have a open mic at TJ Leland's in Pittsburgh once a month, and it's grown to a lot of people in their 60s and their 70s show up, and we have poetry and we have songs, and then I play at a place called Farlington Lake, which is north of Girard. It's a little restaurant, and once a week on Friday nights they have bands play. And so there's a lot of just musicians out there that that are not necessarily known, but there's a lot of talent, and that's kind of where I play. And of course, I would love to be playing something bigger or get recognized, but I'm not going to stop playing if that doesn't happen.
Well, of course. And I mean, you got Tanner lining up all your media appearances here for the four states, or at least right now.
Yeah.
And that's what I was going to say. We're working on getting some more kind of little shows going on and just kind of get a base going and everything, because another thing I want to say about his music is it, to me, it's kind of a timeless thing. Some of his songs, he may have wrote them 30 years ago, but you can still listen to it right now, and still it'll invoke an emotion or whatever. Like Frozen Heart, which I think we're going to play in a little bit.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's about a guy, you know, trying to reach a girl, but he can't. Her heart's frozen. It's covered in snow.
Yeah.
Well, that stuff happened 500 years ago, and it's happening right now, too. So it's multi-generational. And I like that there's an opinion in all the songs, but no matter who you are, you can somehow relate to the music. You know, he said a couple of times he's not a young guy, but, you know, you never know what kind of talent there is out there that has not ever been able to be seen. You don't know how many people could have been better than Sinatra, stuff like that. So with Dr. Pogue, you know, he's saying he's an older guy and all that, but it's better late than never. So that's kind of what we're working on here. So,
well, absolutely. You got some wisdom to share with everyone.
Yeah. And you know, like I said, the open mic culture, there's a lot of folks probably in all major towns and cities. There's a movement for people to engage in artistic expression. And so I think we should celebrate that. And, you know, some of the stuff that I wrote 20 years ago was not palatable at that time, but it's becoming more palatable. And, you know, so some of the more challenging songs, of people think, well, let's take another listen to that. And Tanner and some other of my students are helping me get in touch with the online world. I didn't grow up with a cell phone in my hand. I don't know Facebook. I don't know, but he does. And so he's helping me get out there.
Well, that's good. It's nice to have someone to help you out, because, you know, when you're trying to do everything by yourself, booking everything, I mean, it can be a lot. So,
very much so.
Yeah. It's very good. So speaking of listening to some things, we got a song coming up, and it has a word that we don't always say on KGGF, but it's feeling pretty damn good here.
Yeah, it addresses a lot of the stuff that's going on right now, the divisions in our country, and it's just someone that wants to live his good life.
Well, that's great. So we're going to listen to that.
Okay.
And we got this recording here, and then you're going to do some a little live performance here in the studio for us.
I am.
So we're going to play this, and we're going to get set up for that. So keep it here on the Mighty 690, and let's listen to Dr. Joey Pogue.
I don't want to talk about politics, 'cause I really don't give a damn. If you're black, white, gay or straight, a woman or a man. Don't want to know about your childhood, 'cause it means nothing to me. You can dwell on the past if it turns you on, but I think I'll just let it be. 'Cause I just wanna try and live this good life, live it like I know that I should. Sometimes
I get a little lonely, but I'm kicking and I'm breathing, and I'm feeling pretty damn good. I finally quit those nasty cigarettes. I put them down the other day. Still, I drink too damn much coffee since I threw the bottle away. And my ex, she wants her child support so she can go out and play. I'd give her a little money if only I could, but I ain't got no money today. Still, I'm gonna live this good life, live it like I know that I should. Sometimes I get a little lonely, but my heart's still beating, and now I'm feeling pretty damn good. Some people say that life's an evil bitch. You live and then you die. They read their books on philosophy and then they hang their heads and they cry. But I can hear Mother Nature calling me, and there's a big bright sun in the sky. And me and my old dog, we're going fishing, and it ain't gonna pass me by. Yes, I'm gonna live this good life, live it like I know that I should. Sometimes I get a little lonely, but the fish are biting, and I'm feeling pretty damn good. Yeah, my heart's still beating. The sun came up this morning, the whole world's still turning, and I'm feeling pretty damn good.
Alrighty, back here with Dr. Joey Pogue on the Mighty 690. Appreciate that song, sir. We had that recording here, and we got everything all set up for another one to do actually live. So, first of all, when did you actually record that song on that album? Just curious.
That was over 20 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, that was probably in 2000, probably 99, 2000.
Okay, gotcha.
A while back, yeah.
Well, that's great. Well, I do appreciate that. So, which one are you going to play for us now?
Well, this next one's Frozen Heart. It's another kind of a little bit of a dark song, but it's about communication goes into areas that, again, I've used this to initiate conversations in classrooms and stuff. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear it.
Okay. It's a common problem for the modern yuppie queen, the strange attraction to the lowdown, the dirty and the mean. You say you don't fear the water, so come on, baby, let's jump in and swim. There's an ocean blue and it's calling you, so let the celebration begin. When I look into those eyes, I see the road is blocked to paradise. How can I love you, take you where you want to go, when the road to your heart is frozen and covered with snow? You got your house on the hill, you got those kitchen machines, you got a big, bad, expensive car. You got a closet full of clothes, you got everything, the lights are on you like a movie star. Still you're afraid of the forest, all the gold up high in the trees. Won't you listen to the song that they sing to you as they sway in the breeze? Baby, when I look into your eyes, I see the road is blocked to paradise. How can I love you, take you where you want to go, when the road to your heart is frozen and covered with snow? Out on the city streets, the evening is beginning to fall. There's an outlaw standing on the corner, can you hear him call? He's a child of the darkness, he wants to own your soul. Are you hip to his tricks, pretty baby? Don't you do it, don't you lose control. Baby, when I look into those eyes, I see the road is blocked to paradise. How can I love you, take you where you want to go? How can I love you, take you where you want to go? How can I love you, take you where you want to go, when the road to your heart is frozen and covered with snow?
Alrighty, I like that one. That's some good stuff, Dr. Joey Pogue here. On the Mighty 690, always good to have the music on the AM band. We do always enjoy that. So, and that, did you say that was a little bit of a more recent one that you've written there?
Actually, I was on the same album.
Okay, it was on the same album.
Yeah,
okay.
Same one, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very, very cool.
That's one that people seem to like quite a bit.
That's a really good one.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
And for the folks who just joined us, you said that you've got a couple different engagements around the area that you're able to go to. And what are some of the places that that we can hear you at if folks would like to?
Well, there's I'm in a production. It's actually a ballet production coming up in Pittsburgh at the Memorial Auditorium, and it's July 28th, 29th, and the 30th. And it's about a cancer survivor, and she experienced for about a year and a half. She didn't know whether she's going to live, and so she got me to write the song for this, and it's coming up. It's at the Midwest Regional Ballet is involved, and so you can hear me there. And then on August 18th, I'm going to be playing a gig at Farlington Lake, behind a little restaurant there where they have performances every Friday night. And then once a month, we show up at, I think it's the first Tuesday, at TJ Leland's in Pittsburgh for an open mic. And it's not just me. There's a lot of people about my age performing there.
Well, that's fantastic. That is really good.
Yeah.
So, before we kind of wrap up here, and or we're gonna close out with one more song here. If people want to get a hold of you, and I know Tanner's been helping out, kind of with some of your publicity, what's the best way to do that?
Actually, Tanner's helping me put together a website. Like I said, he's a student of mine that knows this stuff. I write songs and perform, but I am pretty ignorant when it comes to but I've turned to Tanner for help setting up a website, and I have a video online right now that's under Black Perch Productions, and I have a song called A Love Letter to America, and we're actually going to turn that into a film. So there's a lot of stuff in process right now, and I'm just now kind of getting things out there.
So, fantastic.
Yeah. So if you like what you heard, you'd like to have him play in the local area, you guys can look me up on Facebook. I'm Tanner Glenn. You can email me tglenn5099@gmail.com. And yeah, we're in the works of making a music video for Love Letter to America. It's a pretty good song. Maybe mildly controversial, but it really talks about a lot of stuff that's going on. And really, it doesn't take sides. It's talking about, you know, everybody needs to come together, or, you know, we're going to lose pretty much. It's nobody's going to win if everybody's fighting each other. And I hope I explained that good. So
yeah, you did. I mean, the song is devoted to somehow coming together, the polarization. And learning to love one another.
Well, I think about everyone can agree that we're polarized right now, and I think we do need to come together. Yeah. So, all right, well, as we kind of wrap up here, what's our final song we want to go out
this
with?
This final song, I was cast as the coyote in this ballet production, and the coyote is the trickster. The coyote is somebody that kind of knows the future and kind of messes around with human beings, and this, she wanted me to be controversial with the song and taunt her and tease her about the uncertainty of her future. So this is called The Coyote. I am coyote, born to break the rules. I rewrite the stories and turn people into fools. I am coyote, king of the trickster game. If you feel uncertain, I'm the one to blame. I am coyote, my high tech to a fence. I may be gone today, but I'll come back again. 'Cause I am coyote, I am coyote, I am the coyote. Yes, I'm the trickster god, I can read between the lines. I can predict the future, I can read all the signs. Yes, I'm the trickster god, I swim against the undertow. I know what's on the other side, I know where you're gonna go. 'Cause I am coyote, I am coyote, I am coyote. I chase the desert sun to the top of the mountain. It's where I beat my drum. I am coyote, I struggle for what I eat. I can knock you off your feet, 'cause I am coyote, I am coyote, I am coyote. Yes, I'm the trickster god, I can read between the lines. I can predict the future, I can read all the signs. Yes, I'm the trickster god, I swim against the undertow. I know what's on the other side, I know where you're gonna go. is I am Coyote. I am Coyote. I am Coyote.
All righty, Dr. Joey Pogue here on the Mighty 690. We do appreciate this, having this music. I mean, it's always awesome when we can have anyone in studio, and you're really, really talented. I can just tell.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All righty. Yeah. Well, one more time, if I know you're working on the website, so hopefully we get that up and rolling soon so people can, you know, check you out online and be able to find all that. So that's just going to be great. And I hope that everyone can come and hopefully see you around Southeast Kansas.
And come and see it's called The Pocket Guide to Desert Survival. It was written by Olive Sullivan, and the Midwest Regional Ballet is involved, and the director of that is Kay Lewis, and it's going to be quite the production, so come and see it.
Okay, very good. Well, good to have you on, and Tanner, glad to have you back here in the studio.
Yeah, thank you. It's good to be back. I'm glad to be here. It looks great around here, and you've got some good people working. Glad to see the station's on the up and up. So
absolutely.
Thank you.
All righty. Well, thank you guys so much. We do appreciate that. And we're going to get back to open line here in just a few minutes on the Mighty 690 KGGF.